Okay, so what we're going to do today is lesson number 132 called Head Under the Frame, Part 1. Today is May 6th, 2015. So how we always begin a lesson is on your back, legs long, arms long, and this is the position we will come back to several times throughout the lesson. We'll call it just your resting position. So we always start off here, and it gives you the opportunity to begin to tune into yourself and start to become aware of how you're lying on the floor today, and you start to become aware of yourself. And some of the first things that you can become aware of and start to sense is what parts of you are resting on the floor and making contact, what parts of you aren't resting on the floor, maybe feel suspended or away from the floor. And then often we go into an observation of like a comparison between one's right side and left side. So you might notice one side or one shoulder blade feels like it rests more completely on the floor than the other, or one side of the pelvis. One arm might feel longer, one leg feels longer. So you're just starting to tune into yourself to become aware of how you are right now. Differences perhaps between the two sides. And this awareness just helps you understand or kind of have a template right now of where you're at, so that as we go through the movements, things will start to change and you'll start to sense and feel things differently. And then you have an ability to compare, this is where I started, this is what's changed and feels different. Does that make sense to everyone? Yep. So awareness is probably the most important aspect of these lessons, of this work, is becoming aware of where you're at, what's changing, what feels different, how you got there. Okay, and then before we come to the first position, go ahead and slowly roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. Go slow enough so that you can observe and sense the quality of rolling your head to each side. And how that feels. If there's any tension or sticky spots, or maybe you just notice that your head rolls easier to one side compared to the other. And so in today's lesson, we're going to work a lot with what's happening with your cervical spine, your neck, your upper back, your arms, your shoulder blades. Good. Okay, so bring your head back to the center, and we're going to come to a position, and I think I'll shift to make it a little easier here for you guys, to the what I'll call the back of the room. So you're going to roll over and come onto all fours. So your head will now be towards the back of the room. So that means you're on your hands and your knees. And we're going to come back to this position time and time again. So what's really important about this position is that when you come up to it, is that you evenly space your hands and you evenly space your knees so that they're lined up with your shoulders and your hips. So this is one of the most important things to do, okay? Excellent. So Mare, maybe your knees a little bit, or sorry, Bonnie, a little bit apart. No, actually apart there. Not quite that wide. Yeah, somewhere there. And then just notice what you do. So just notice, I'm going to point some things out to Bonnie, how this leg is just a little bit more out, right? Instead of there. We'll just see what that does here. Can you feel that?
Yep.
Interesting, huh? Yeah, so excellent. So again, for you, Colleen, I'm going to touch you right here. Can you feel how something's different on this side than this side? Okay. Yeah, so, and it's not to change it. It's, again, you become aware of, this is my starting place, okay? The change will occur as we do movements. So, okay, so here you are. So the first thing that we're going to do is what a lot of people call a cat and a camel, where I want you to think of lifting your spine towards the ceiling. And as you do so, really feel the ability to let your head go. And that if you were to have your eyes open, it's like you're looking towards the space in between your knees. No bent elbows. And then you're going to lift your head. And as you do so, your spine sinks. And more than anything is your pelvis, your butt bones jet up towards the ceiling. So again, Colleen, you don't have to watch. Just try to listen to the verbal. Occasionally you can look, but it's really about you feeling the description. So you arch and lift the spine, drop the head, look at the space between your legs, and then as you start to look up, which means your chin moves away from your chest, the eyes start to creep up the wall in front of you. Your spine is sinking and your butt bones are sticking up. Okay? And let's just do that two more times. And again, what's so important about not looking in a way, I mean, it's okay to look, but you want to feel what you're doing. You want to feel and sense. And you want to feel if something is maybe not there or something's challenging. Excellent. You good, Mary? Good. Okay. Now, from here, we're going to just do a little movement with your feet. So we've been doing several things with our feet and ankles. So you're going to tuck your toes under. We're going to call it a runner's position. And then you're going to untuck. So you're just going to do this a few times and focus on really kind of pushing through those toes. And if you want, you can even start to sit your pelvis back as if you were going to sit on those toes or those heels, excuse me. Okay? You come back up and then you flatten the feet. And then again, you're going to tuck the toes. So when you start to sit back, more weight comes onto those toes. Okay, and you're lengthening your spine, and then you come up. And then you tuck them again. Okay? Excellent. Okay. Just go ahead and roll onto your backs and rest. And just observe how you're resting now. Legs long when you rest, arms down by your side. So I know some of you may have, from past experiences, to stabilize your back, you want to keep your legs up. But it's really important to learn how to have your legs long. Okay? Is that okay? Right. Yeah. Trust me, it'll get easier. Yeah. So, and then see if you can relax your feet. Just let them go. Yes. And your knees. Good. Okay, so you're going to roll over once again. You're going to come up onto the hands and knees, same position. Okay, and you're going to start with the tops of your feet down this time, okay? And what we're going to work with is lowering your head, okay? So you're going to now bring your head down to the floor, okay? And you're going to roll a little bit towards the back of your head and then roll as if you were going to sit back again towards the crown or the forehead, right? So you're just rolling along the top of your head. Your elbows are bent. Your head is pretty close to alignment with your hands. Might feel like a little bit of a triangle. And the spine starts to lift too. Okay? That's it. Really nice, Bonnie. So as you roll a little bit more, this lifts in here. And then as you go back, it all sinks. Nice, Mary. Good, Colleen. Yeah, excellent. Beautiful. You roll towards here. And then feel that this excellent. Good. Okay, so from here, you're going to come back up again. You're going to pause, and we're now going to turn our head. Okay? So you're now going to put your head down as if you were going to look under your left arm, like your left arm is a window. Okay? And again, the elbows are in the air bent. And you're just going to roll along the right side of your head. So you're above the cheek right now, kind of where the temple is. And you still have weight, significant weight in your knees, your pelvis. So you're just going to roll along the side of your head. And think about your pelvis moving left and right. Nice, Colleen. So you just roll looking to the left. Nice, Bonnie. That's it. That's it, Mary. Excellent. Let's come back up to center. And we're going to try the same thing to look to the right. So you kind of put the left temple down and then you roll along the left temple slightly towards the forehead and then the back of the head. And you also feel in the rolling the shifting of your pelvis left and right. So the first directions we did were forward and back, and now you're feeling how you shift your pelvis left and right. You shift your weight left and right. And then that allows you to roll along the head, right? Super, super easy. Great, let's come back and do one more thing and then we'll take a rest. So let's bring your forehead down again, elbows in the air. And now I want you to think of making a circle. So I'm going to roll to the left temple, up to the back side of the head, over to the right temple, down towards my forehead, my nose even touches, over to the left. So you're rolling kind of along the crown of your head, the temples down to the nose, right? And as you make this circle along your forehead and top of your head, right? Go slow, really slow, don't rush it. Really feel what your pelvis is doing and how you shift weight from one knee and one hip joint to the other. And there's movement in between the shoulders. Okay, you're going to pause, and all I want you to do is change the direction of the circle. But whatever speed you're going, slow down a little bit. So that you can feel. That's it. That's it. And let's just see if you can shift these ribs. Yeah, so think of these coming together and push out here. Ah, that's new for you. That was good. And then push out here. Yes, that follows this. There you go. And then do that one more time. Just think, oh, my pelvis comes over, so do my ribs. Yes. Excellent, you guys. Okay, slowly roll onto your back and rest. Arms long, legs long. So remember, bring your legs long. And just observe, lying on your back now, maybe roll your head slowly a little bit to the right and left. Okay. Good. Really good. Okay, so from here, we're going to come back up again. And we're going to add on the next piece. Okay, it's a little bit, I don't want to say more complicated, but a little, adding a bigger variation, we'll say. Okay, so here you are again, knees and hands to start with. We're going to take our face towards the left, but you're also going to bring the right arm under. Okay, so this is going to feel kind of strange. So you got to kind of have weight on the right temple. You might want to spread your knees a little wider for balance. And you're going to start by sliding this right arm further out to the left and then pull it back. So if you notice right now, your right shoulder doesn't touch, right? It's in the air. So as you reach further to the left, you're thinking that maybe that right shoulder might come down to the floor. So it means more weight's gonna come towards your right ear and the backside of your head. And you actually start to look up towards the ceiling somewhat. So you just slide that right arm out and in. Each time, twisting your spine, thinking of your right shoulder blade coming further and further down to the floor. That's it, Bonnie. And then slide it out. And you can, yeah, and you can slide it out even more when you pull it back. Just slide it back. Yeah, even more. More, more, more. Yeah, really slide it back. And then you can really slide and think, oh, this might come down. So you tuck your head under more. That way. There, there. Even more. There. And think, could this someday come down here? So all this has to twist. No rush, I'm just directing you. And then slide it out. Colleen, you're doing beautiful. You listen to instructions really well. That's it. So this is gonna be so cool for you. That's it. And maybe spread your knees a little bit wider. I'm thinking if this one comes over a little bit more. Yeah. Does that feel a little more stable? And then I want you to think of tucking your head a little bit more under. Yes, so that it's going to look kind of up that way. That's it, Mary. Except you've got yourself too stretched out. So bring yourself way, 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 way back here. Yeah, so you got weight on your legs. You're creeping forward. So tuck your head under, not out. So you guys, when you tuck your head under, it's going to come under the left arm. That's better. So all this has to round. Really, really good, you guys. You're looking under your left arm. Yep. Yep. Okay. Let it go. Roll onto your backs and rest. I don't know. Do I dare tell you what this was all, these lessons were created for? Okay, go ahead and roll back over into the same position. Start first on your hands and knees, knees wider. Slide the left arm underneath, right? Put the left side of your face down to look, or the right side of your face down to look to the left. Sorry, the same way we just were. So sorry about that. On hands and knees, right arm is underneath. Nope, go back to what we were just doing, same side. I'm sorry, I messed up. Same side. There you go. Excellent. And now what you're going to do is with your left foot, you're going to tuck your left toes under the runner's position. Okay? And as you start to reach further under with that right arm, you're going to pop your left knee up so the left side of your pelvis comes up. And then you're going to go back down. And maybe you want to tuck both toes under. Go ahead and tuck toes under for both feet. It'll stabilize you. That's it. So you pop the left knee up, which means the beautiful Mary, the left side of the pelvis lifts up. And then you're able to slide the right arm further under to the left so that you start to bring weight on the back of your shoulder blade, the back of your head. You're looking up towards the ceiling. Beautiful, Colleen. Real nice, Mary. Use that right arm so you don't fall. So you do it for a moment and then you always come back, right? Nothing's held, but like maybe a second, right? So you're actively moving because something happens in your spine every time you pop that left knee up and then you bring it down. Right? So something happens when you come down and then you come up again. Excellent. Okay, slide the arm out, roll onto your back and rest. Rest with your legs long, your arms long. Okay, so we're gonna roll over again. Come on to all fours. And now we will go to the other side. So start on your hands and knees. Then you're gonna slide the left hand underneath. You're gonna bring the side of the left head down, and you're just gonna start by reaching that left arm underneath, rolling along the head, spread the knees a little wider, right? And the idea is to feel that eventually that left shoulder might come down. And the more that it does, your head is starting to look underneath the right arm up towards the ceiling. And that's a very important aspect. You guys are doing fabulous. The reason that's so important is to slide the head under the right arm is to support and protect your neck. Okay, so you tuck your chin in, right? That's it, Bonnie, really good. Right, and just really, again, observe sliding in and out. You know that right now, maybe the shoulder's still up in space, but you want that left shoulder to come down to the floor, right? And notice how you bring more weight onto the left knee. Your pelvis shifts to the left, right? So really think about that you're like, in a way, widening as you're rotating your upper back and spine. Excellent. Okay. Let it go. Go ahead and roll onto your backs and let's rest again. I'm going to put these up so that they don't get crunched.
Okay,
I'm so afraid of them getting...
Yeah, I am too.
Sorry I didn't take them off earlier. Okay. They're up and safe. Okay, you're gonna roll over again onto all fours. Once again, you're gonna start with that left arm sliding underneath the right, the side of your left head down, right? Eventually bringing the shoulder down, knees a little wider, and feet are tucked under, runner's position. So as you continue to reach that left arm under, you're gonna pop the right knee up, right? And it's like you push the toes and the knee comes up, and lo and behold, you bring weight down onto the left shoulder. So it's a really strong diagonal that we're working with, and how the entire spine rotates. That was great, Mary. No, it was. You're not afraid to fall, right? It's just rolling. Nice, Bonnie. So think of tucking the head even more. Really tuck the chin. So eventually your chin and nose is underneath your right arm up towards the ceiling, right? You're looking up to the ceiling, so you really gotta tuck your nose and chin so the back of your head gets round. So Mary, that's beautiful. Bonnie, slide your arm a little bit more out. Keep reaching. That's it. That's it, Colleen. Right, excellent. How does it feel to roll on that shoulder blade? Right? You're bringing it underneath you now. Excellent, Colleen. Excellent, Mary. Okay, let's let it go. Sit, Bonnie. Let it go. Roll onto your backs. Take a nice long rest. Notice your breath and your breathing. Roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, slowly and gently, and just notice how that is feeling. Good. Okay, so go ahead and roll over again. Come on to all fours. We're going to go back to an earlier position. So you're going to start with all fours. And we're going to go back to lifting the spine, rounding the head, just dropping it down. Then sinking the spine, looking up. And what you're looking for is just the quality of change. Does the movement feel smoother and freer? Where do you notice around your shoulder blades that maybe something about your spine is moving more freely? Right? Can you widen your upper back better now? And then sink. Excellent. Okay, and then come to the neutral. We're going to go back to tucking the toes under. Okay, and then once your toes are tucked under, you're going to bring the top of your head down. But you want to keep weight distributed between your hands and the top of your head. Right now, you're looking in between your feet that are tucked under. And we're going to alternate now, once lifting the right knee, coming down, and then lifting the left knee, and coming down. Lifting the right and the left. And so when you do this, you feel it in your pelvis and your butt. So your butt is alternating, lifting one butt cheek towards the ceiling, and then another. You're using your hands to stabilize you, but you feel the weight on your head rolling a little bit along the temples. That's it. We'll just do a little bit more and then we'll stop. Beautiful, Colleen. So thank beautiful Mary. Up. Excellent, you guys. Excellent. Okay, come back for a moment. Keep the toes tucked under. Pause to sit your butt back on your heels and go ahead and reach your arms forward, looking at your fingers. Stretch your back out. Sometimes you can feel a little lightheaded, putting so much pressure on your head. So we'll just take a break and then we'll come back to it. Okay, bring the hands up again. Bring your forehead back down. Have the feet tucked under. Again, lift the right knee, come down the left knee. Then the right and the left. Now, can you feel what's happening in between your shoulder blades? Excellent. Perfect. Okay. Let it go. Slowly roll onto your backs and rest. Okay, let's go ahead and roll back over. Come onto your hands and knees. We're going to start with the right side again. So you're going to slide the right arm underneath. You're going to bring the right side of your face down. Knees wider, toes tucked under. Okay? And start to introduce reaching that right arm underneath, bringing the right shoulder down. Right? And then you're going to start to lift that left knee and lower it. And just do that a few times until you have weight on your right shoulder. Right? And so your left arm is in the air, your left elbow bent. So it's the left arm and the right knee that support you. And then you start to roll towards the back of your head. You're looking at the ceiling. And now find a moment where you can balance so that could you lift your right arm to the ceiling? So now you're looking at your right fingertips. It's straight. Or sorry, left arm, Jesus. I get my right and left mixed up today. Your left arm is to the ceiling because your right shoulder you're on. Bring it back down, and we'll do that a couple times. So find the balance and lift your left arm up. So your weight is now all on your right knee and the back of your head, right? Excellent. Let's just do that a little bit more, one more time. You okay, Bon?
Yep.
Okay, roll onto your backs and rest. You know, sometimes if we're not used to putting pressure on our heads, it can feel a little different. Okay, let's come up again. Same thing. See if I can describe it right. So, right arm you bring underneath the right side of your head. You're going to slide it in and out. You're going to spread the knees wider. Tuck the toes under, right? You're going to start to really feel how you bring weight onto the right knee. You're going to pop the left knee up. And then you're going to lift the left arm. And now you're going to make a circle with your left arm. And you end up making a circle on the right shoulder blade, right? Because it's going through your whole body. So I know the first thing is smaller. You're not a helicopter and not that fast. Okay, you guys go way slower. So bring more weight onto your right shoulder blade. Bonnie, tuck your head way under. Look at the ceiling, yes. So you want to feel that you're rolling on your right shoulder blade. There's a circle happening there too. So you have to trust because then your face is making a circle. So you got to be looking all the way up to the ceiling. That's it, Colleen, you're getting it. Bonnie, bring a little more weight onto that shoulder. You got to trust. Open your chest up. That's it, Mary. Now think about the shoulder that you're lying on. So think the shoulder you're lying on, not the arm in the air. You're gonna freak that arm out. Don't move the arm in the air. Just make the shoulder with, or make the circle with the shoulder that you're lying on. That poor arm in the air, you're going to exhaust. Don't do anything with the arm in the air. Do the movement with the shoulder that's down. Colleen, that's good. Bonnie, you're getting it now. Okay, rest on your backs. I know it's not so easy. Okay, let's come up again. Hands and knees, we're gonna go to the other side to balance it out. So you're gonna bring the left arm underneath. You're on, it's like the top of the head on the left side. Knees wider because you're gonna bring the weight onto the left knee. You're gonna introduce lifting the right knee and the right arm up. So all your weight is balanced between the left shoulder, and you keep on reaching underneath you, and the left knee. And then you're gonna raise the right arm, right? So you really wanna get comfortable lying on the back side of the left shoulder, right? You're on the back side, the left shoulder blade. So again, Mary, you get yourself too spread out. Okay, your knees are way too far away from you. So think about, so what happens, Mary, is that you start to spread out too much, right? Uh-huh. Here you are. Uh-huh. So I need you to really think about this part of your back, like lifting around it, because you get so stretched. You're like this.
Oh, okay.
Okay? You need to be compact. Okay? Really compact. So walk those knees now towards your arms. Don't let them move away from you. Okay. That's it, Bonnie. There you go. Now, if you got the arm up, okay, you only can think of making a circle if you're making a circle on the shoulder that you're on, right? So think of it happening here. That's where the circle happens. Yeah, like that. Oh, relax. There you go. There, breathe. Excellent. Okay, let's rest again. I know it's a lot. It's a really, really foreign position. So go ahead and roll on your backs and rest. Legs long. Okay, so let's one more time come onto your hands and knees. And let's go back to the position of bringing your head down in between. And you're going to make a circle along the forehead and the crown of your head. And you're feeling that this circle is now happening through your entire spine and your pelvis, right? So you shift weight in your pelvis, your back is making a circle, everything is making a circle. That's it. That's it, Bonnie. Make it a little bit bigger, shifting the weights in the hips. That's it. Coming. So you come forward, back, left and right, right? Now, somewhere along the line, you're gonna decide to change the direction. Okay, so then you start to go in the opposite direction with your circle. Beautiful, Colleen. And that you make it a nice, smooth circle. And you're feeling the circle in your ribs, the area in between your shoulder blades, nice, Mary. Your pelvis, maybe change the direction one more time. Your knees are spread apart, a little wider, right? If your knees are a little wider, like Bonnie's doing, it gives her more room to move the pelvis. And then come up to tuck the head, and then over, beautiful. And then, yes, and then over here, and then tuck the head. Okay, enough. Roll onto your backs and rest. So once you're on your back and your legs are long, your arms are by your side, you're just gonna assess, just start to check in and notice, beautiful, there you go, what's different now? What's changed? One of the most beautiful things about these lessons, but when I say these, like these unusual ones, right? You're on your hands and knees and thinking, what am I doing, right? But you ended up moving a lot of your back and your spine, right? So just feel how your back feels now, how your pelvis feels, your legs, how places that maybe felt tense before don't have that same tension there, right? Because ultimately, movement creates freedom. And when you do movements in a very gentle, subtle way, it opens up a lot of freedom. So just observe those places now that you're sensing freedom. And that sense of freedom might be feeling more contact with the floor. You might feel longer, flatter, wider. You might feel safer, right? We kind of never talk about that. One's feeling safe inside of their body, but when you've been through a lot of pain and discomfort, you actually start to not feel very safe. So maybe there's just a quality of ease that you feel inside yourself that's been missing for a while. Then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, and just notice the freedom in rolling your head now. The ease, the fluidity. And again, maybe there's just a feeling of security there in rolling your head to each side that hasn't been there for a long time. Excellent. And then taking your time, there's no rush. You're going to roll to a side, whichever side feels like the side you want to come to. Slowly bring yourself to sitting. You may need to pause in sitting because we did do stuff with our head inverted. So if you feel a little lightheaded, that's really normal because we're not used to having our head below ourselves. So that's totally normal. It's just a blood pressure change. So just let that get acclimated. We're always used to either being parallel or our heads above us. And then you're going to come up to stand and see how you feel in standing from this lesson.